where the Trump administration wants it, zeroing in at about a 3% growth rate. Mnuchin and other top U.S. officials are in China this week for trade talks. Mnuchin gave us a preview of what he expects to discuss.
We're looking to have a very frank discussion on trade, on the issues of the trade imbalance. President Trump has been very clear for the last year that he's very focused on the trade deficit, and we're looking to correct that.
Once again, please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, President Trump welcomed Nigerian President Buhari to the White House. They also held a press conference in the Rose Garden. Let's take a listen to a portion of the press conference.
I especially want to thank President Buhari for Nigeria's partnership and leadership in the fight against terrorism. He's been a real leader. Nigeria was one of the first African nations to join the coalition to defeat ISIS. And Nigerian forces are currently leading regional efforts against ISIS in West Africa and doing very well, as we have. Nigeria is also leading African nations in the fight against Boko Haram and another ruthless jihadist terrorist group. You've been reading about them. They kidnapped the young girls and young women, many of whom never are seen again. It's tough stuff. This summer was my honor to meet with two brave young women, Joy Bishara and Lydia Pogu, who were kidnapped by Boko Haram in April of 2014 at the secondary school in Nigeria. I was deeply moved by their inspiring stories of courage, resilience, and survival.
President Trump also proclaimed today to be the beginning of Small Business Week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Brooke B. Sellis with Girl Boss, and today we're actually letting our co-host, Rachel Steinman, do the weather. Take it away, Rachel.
It's 5:03 p.m. in Flemington, New Jersey, and it's 61 degrees outside, but feels like 59. It's a little bit overcast, no rain, with winds coming from the northwest at 1 to 5 miles per hour. Today we had mostly clear skies. The lows overnight will be in the 40s. Tomorrow we'll have sunny skies with a high of 76 degrees, winds coming from the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. I hope everyone enjoys the warm weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Devin LeCompte and Brooke B. Sellis, two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace climbing the corporate ladder or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being girl bosses, they'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Hello, Devin.
Hey, Brooke, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Finally good to have you back in the studio.
I know, it's so sad not to be here. I actually really do miss it, believe it or not.
Did you listen last week?
I didn't get to listen yet.
Brooke!
I know, I was gone on I was gone. I was out of town. I literally got back late last night.
You put it on your phone. This is what I do when I'm listening to 100M Chamber Radio. I have it on my phone in my car connected to my Bluetooth so I can listen live. All day, every day.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. Okay, golden nugget of the day already has been dropped. Okay, Devin's dropping knowledge bombs on us early on. This is what we must do. We must listen in the car. So we have an exciting guest here today, Rachel Steinman. And Rachel and I work together at B-Squared Media. Rachel's been with me for over 2 years mm-hmm. now as our senior account manager. Rachel, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Thanks for being here. So it's funny to kind of interview you since we work together all the time.
But right.
We wanted Rachel to come in because, as you've heard us talk about, B-Squared is an all-female team. Mm-hmm. And we've also heard Devin say that she thinks we're missing out by being an all-female team.
So we're going to diversity.
We're going to explore that today. We're definitely going to explore that today. So, Rachel, why don't you just kind of tell everyone all about Rachel in a nutshell.
Give us your story.
I feel like everybody has a story. So I've been with B-Squared for a little over two years. I've known Brooke for, we're trying to figure this out, 5 years?
No, six.
6 years. We met working for a nonprofit together. And before...
What nonprofit?
The Cystic Fibrosis Foundation.
Okay.
We both have personal ties. That's how we met. But when I met Brooke, it was when I was working for this website called globalgrind.com. And
you have to give that, so globalgrind.com, for those of you who don't know, sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
It's a pop culture brand run by Russell Simmons.
He sold it since.
Okay.
But when I was working there, he was the chairman.
And Rachel used to do his social media.
Brooke, you know why I love you on the show is because you're really good at talking.
Yes.
But
AKA the mom look. Shut up.
It's Rachel's turn.
That's okay. Not a mom.
But I want her to tell everybody how cool she is, and sometimes it's hard to toot your
Absolutely.
Horn.
I'm not really that cool. But the job was cool at the time for my early 20s. So I was an editor. I interviewed a lot of celebrities. I did red carpets. I never went to graduate school, but I sort of used that job as my graduate program. And so I worked 60-hour weeks. I was in the breaking news cycle, which never stops, working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day sometimes. And I got into social media because our social media guy actually quit, and I had been there the longest and was the most senior person and knew the brand the best. They sort of threw me into it. And even though I went to school for journalism and writing, I just discovered when they threw me into that position that I really loved social media and helping build the brand. And so I was really good at building the Global Grind brand, and so they put me onto Russell's social media, and I helped build his brand, his personal brand, his brands. And from there, that's sort of how me and Brooke bonded over our love of social media when we were working at the CF Foundation or volunteering at the CF Foundation. And then I moved to Israel, and I took a job with a tech company there doing a marketing job. And I was there for a year, but it's very far away from home, and I miss my family. So when I moved back, I spoke to Brooke, and she had a need for another account. Well, I wasn't an account manager, right? But she needed a community manager at B-Squared, and that's when I got started with Brooke, and it's sort of snowballed since then.
Yeah, it's the whole Drake started from the bottom. Now
yeah.
She started as a community manager, which is...
I started working 20 hours a week. It was super part-time.
Part-time.
It was very in the trenches with all the clients, doing all the customer service and the tweeting
day-to-day.
And the day-to-day stuff. And then, once I got more comfortable with all the clients, I started, getting more involved with the content curation and...
Didn't you go from something, account manager to something else? I mean, a CMGR to something else? CMGR, oh gosh, I'm using jargon.
I was a social media manager, so I was sort of in charge of this, I was helping build out the content calendars and publishing schedules for all of the clients before you asked me to become an account manager.
Right. And today we want to address all of the good parts and bad parts that you see, and you can be honest, even though I'm sitting here with you, but about the good parts and the bad parts of an all-female team. So, like, let's start with the not-so-good, because I know Devin is, like, wanting to hear that stuff.
I want to hear both. I'm really excited to hear both.
Well, I do want to say one thing. When I worked in Israel, I was in the minority as a woman, and I despised it. There was, you know, just there was a lot of, like, testosterone in the office, and women weren't really taken as seriously, and I felt like my opinion wasn't valued, and I was just looked at as, like, the young girl in the marketing department.
Wow. Have you felt like that with other positions in America?
So when I worked at Global Grind and when I worked for Russell, we were mostly female. We had a few men. Our editor-in-chief was a guy. But all of the other major editor roles were females, and so I felt very empowered at that place. I think because I wasn't a minority, I think it really had to do with the fact that if I spoke up on something that, say, you know, I wasn't happy with, whether it was, like, not even company culture, but, like, you know, the work that I was doing, I had other females who were, like, would back me up and shared the same opinion as me. And I think it maybe has to do with, like, you know, coming in, like, as a pack and having other people to, like, follow you up and not, like, being, like, the lone female with, like, the lone opinion who nobody cares about.
Do you think that's a gender thing or just specifically a human nature type of thing?
That's hard to say. I mean, it's definitely a gender thing. Yeah. It could also be a human nature thing, but I think in general...
There was no one in Israel that really had your back, it felt like.
There was, like, one other person, and she was sort of looked at the same way as me, where, like, we were the two young girls in the marketing department. And, like, when the QA department or, like, the product department or the design department, you know, we were the people that were, like, in touch with the customers and the subscribers to the app. And we really felt like we knew who was using our product. And so even when we brought our opinions of, like, you know, people are complaining about this or this might be a good feature to market, and they didn't take us seriously because we were, like, the young girls in the marketing department. Mm-hmm. It was completely a gender thing. Well, you could just tell by the way that they spoke to us.
You could also have two things playing against you, right? It was a tech job, mm-hmm. which tech can sometimes be very skewed male, and you're in a different place. Mm-hmm. You weren't here. So, you know, females here, as much as we, you know, have a lot going on here in our home soil, we have it pretty well compared to some of the other places around the world, right?
Absolutely.
I completely agree with you. When I had worked at Global Grind, I was obviously younger than when I worked at the company in Israel, and I felt more empowered in the first job than I did in my, you know, the second phase of my career.
So do you look at it now as, like, a blessing, and it helps you realize other things with your current role or future roles that are to come, or do you feel like, what was the lesson, I guess, that you learned from having to go through that hardship in Israel?
Well, what I like now is it's not even something that I have to think about. It's not even, it's not a factor in, like, my day-to-day work. I feel like everyone plays on the same team at B-Squared, and I'm not just, like, kumbaya. I feel like everyone really has each other's back, and, you know, we don't have to worry about, like, people, like, stereotyping us in a certain way or, like, thinking that, you know, we're incompetent because of our gender. We're all really, like, on the same page, and there's a lot of good teamwork, and we really, like, help each other out. And so the whole thinking about, like, oh, well, what's this guy or what's this person going to think about my opinion, or they take me seriously, that's not even a factor now. Which is something that I really, like, don't want to take for granted.
Do you think it also maybe has something to do with that you're all virtual? So you don't even have that physical, you know, being in the office with another...
Yeah.
Your looks aren't even judged.
That's a good point. Our looks definitely are judged. Because when we have video calls, we definitely have No Makeup Mondays. And so nobody judges on that. But... I think having a virtual office, you know, quote-unquote office, is helpful because, you know, we get to know each other, we're all just, like, personalities, like, behind computers, but we do, like, build that camaraderie, and so nobody's, like, going to get in your face and, like, make you feel uncomfortable and try to have, like, a confrontation with you. Everything's, like, you know, on the phone, on the computer, you know, via ping or, like, video call or whatever, so you don't have that, like, you don't have to worry about that aspect of it.
Thanks, Rachel. Well, we'll continue our conversation about working for an all-female team when we get back. Right now, it's time for a quick commercial break, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
To Girl Boss with me and my co-host Devin. Today we're talking all things female teams with our friend and one of my co-workers, Rachel Steinman.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Still here.
She didn't run out.
I didn't leave.
Not yet.
So that's good. So to dive into it a little bit more, let's hear about some of the let's go bad news first. I always like bad news first. Okay. I don't know about you. How are you guys?
I always like bad news first because then you could like soften it up with the good news.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Are you a bad news first?
Let's do it.
Okay. So give us the bad news first. What are some of the downfalls that you have encountered? And be honest. I know it might be hard with me sitting here.
No workplace relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't worry about that.
We are sitting here as friends. Yeah, tell us what are some of the bad things that you think we've encountered being an all-female team?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I would say it's hard to make the judgment now because we don't have any males on the team, but they say statistically that like companies that have a good ratio, or at least I know there's just a statistic of like companies that have at least one female on the board are much more successful. So I think maybe diversity in gender does play a factor in like success of a company. But I think as far as the day-to-day stuff goes, I really believe that having all females has made it more helpful. But, like, I don't want to sound like I'm bashing the other gender because I love men. But I think work-wise, there's, like, a better, like, there's more of, like, a sense of ease of there being all females. You know, I do think there's always good to have, like, diverse opinions and different perspectives. And I think having maybe males or men could help that. But for the most part, I think people on our team are good about voicing their opinions, no matter their gender. And we do have a pretty good diverse thought on our team.
So do you have men that consult for your company?
We did. We did.
Okay, you had one bad egg in there, for yes. Sure. But on a regular basis. I mean, your mentor's male.
Oh, yes, and he's been amazing.
So perhaps you get the diversity from outside of your organization more so than from inside.
Yeah, well, I will say also that before joining B-Squared, all of my mentors have always been men. Brooke is my first... in Israel, I attempted to have a female mentor, and it didn't work out, to be totally honest. But this is the first, like, Brooke's my first, you know, what I would call, like, a female mentor. Mine have always been men. And very good, but that's just how it's always been. We did have one male that worked for us.
We will not name names to protect the innocent. I did air quotes just so y'all know when I said innocent.
And day to day, you know, in the beginning when he first joined us, I worked with him pretty closely day to day because I helped, like, onboard him and get him, like, teach him the ropes of the company. And he was pretty good about, you know, he had a set of skills that I didn't have, and he spent some time trying to, like, shed some knowledge. And
was that mansplaining, or was it actually giving you knowledge?
You know, a little bit of both. Like, it wasn't very, like, tactical. It was more just, like, this is my opinion on these things. And he was very intelligent, and I think that he had a really good skill set. But, like, when it came to working with me and my clients, he, like, totally dropped the ball all the time. And, you know, even in the beginning, like, my clients would ask for things, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll get it to them, or I'll send it to you, and you can send it to them. And I would have to ask, like, 4,000 times, and he was always late, and then the client was complaining, and his deliverables were always late. And so I think in the beginning it was, like, a good show, and I think he had the potential. It just, like, didn't play out the way that it should have. And I think it was just, like, he sold himself, like, really large, and, like, it just, he didn't follow it up with, like, the skills.
Yeah, no, I mean, we had specific client feedback, too, from several of our clients who happened to be females, other girl bosses, and they specifically had complaints about his communication style. So that was a complaint against the males.
But didn't some of our male clients say they liked him?
Yeah, funnily enough.
Yeah.
A couple of our male clients did, but then we also had male clients, again, I won't name any names, but
who didn't like him?
WK.
Yeah.
Who also complained about his communication style. Mm-hmm. And once we switched over to a female person, account manager, who was handling their accounts, numbers went up by triple and quadruple digits. That's hard to say.
Yeah.
And clients are over the moon thrilled with this new person who happens to be a female. So again, that's one experience that we've had, but it was a pretty rough experience.
Mm-hmm. And that was the first and last time you tried to hire someone, right?
Hire a male, correct. Yeah, that's the first and last time that we've tried to bring on a male to the team.
But you know what? I also want to add that we do have a lot of male clients who are great.
And so we've had an experience in the past, which again we won't name names, with certain industries in particular. What we started to find is this particular industry, which we, again, some local people, so we won't name names or industries, but what we found is with this particular industry, it's a very male dominated industry. Mm-hmm. And what we found was they didn't really like taking direction. From maybe younger females, period. I don't know.
Yeah, I always felt like they were questioning my opinion or, like, my data.
Your authority.
My authority. And they would question, like, every little thing. And I just felt like I could never prove myself enough. And they didn't ask in, like, a kind manner. They would sort of be like, well, shouldn't it be like this? Or don't you think this? And it just wasn't very, like, inviting and warm and it didn't make me want to, like, you know, build a kind relationship with them.
Yeah. Again, not isolated experience. No. We've had a couple of experiences there.
Yeah, but I would say, I do want to add that, like, I do have a bunch of male clients who are awesome.
Yes.
Who I love.
Yes.
And who are, like, you know, kind and sympathetic and everything.
If you had to pick one thing that sets the awesome male clients apart from the not so awesome male clients, one thing, what do you think that thing is? What do you think the difference maker is?
The ones that are, like, understanding and who are interested in building, like, a two-way, like, camaraderie relationship and don't just, like, want us for our services. Like, the best clients, male or female, are the ones that you build a rapport with and who you speak to weekly or daily or monthly or whatever, and who are interested in you as a person and us as a company and, like, have some, like, skin in the game. I think that's for male or female. And I would say that the men that women in, I think, are more likely to do that just because that's how women are. The male clients who, like, go that extra mile and who are caring and, like, you know, whose emails aren't, like, very, like, generic and dry. You know, the ones that have some personality, that's for sure what helps.
I think what I'm hearing Rachel say, and Devin, tell me if you agree, is she's saying empathy.
Okay.
Empathy is what I'm hearing. So empathy, as you know, is different than sympathy, because empathy is not only the ability to feel sorry for someone else, but it's to understand why. Why are they feeling that way?
Now, see, it's interesting for me because I'm kind of more like the clients that you don't like. Mm-hmm. When I write an email, it's A, B, and C, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Devin's very blunt. Yeah.
So that's just interesting to hear, mm-hmm. because it's something that I'm trying to work on as a person, whether I'm female, you know, is irrelevant to that. But I'm just, yeah, I'm very blunt.
Yeah, you know, we do, though, have female clients who are like that.
Yeah, and that's something I have to work on. Like, I'll tell you right now, when I go to reply to emails, I get straight to the point, and I have to remind myself to go in after I'm about to hit send and be like, hi, so-and-so, and do some sort of, like, kind gesture or compliment before I get down to brass tacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a
battle. I guess I don't dislike it when somebody sends an email like that. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something that we could all try to do more of is, you know, when we have conversations via text message or email to make them, what's the word I'm looking for?
Pleasant?
Yeah, instead of just straight to the point. We need to have, as Rachel was saying, a relationship with our coworkers and our clients.
Yeah. I think there has to be, like, a good balance, though, because I also think that we found that when you're too empathetic, people will take advantage of you.
Scope creep.
Yeah.
It's a real thing, y'all. Oh, my goodness.
What is that?
Scope creep. So with every client, we build out what we call a scope of work, meaning, you know, we are going to give you these services, and this scope of work is included with those services. So we literally lay out the work that we're going to provide, mm-hmm. whether that's behind-the-scenes work or if there are deliverables involved. Like Devin, we're not only going to create all the posts for your Facebook page, we're going to create all the copy that go along with those posts. We're going to create all the graphics that go along with those posts. And then at the end of every single month, we're going to send you a report on how those posts did. That is the deliverable. But you could also consider a deliverable, I guess, the post on your actual Facebook page. So we get some clients who, when we're too nice, I guess, that come through and they're like, well, can you go ahead and just put that also on my Twitter page? Put those out on my Twitter page for me, too. Well,
setting boundaries.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
That's, so
that's a big one, whether it's with males or females.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, exactly. We have to set those boundaries because a lot of times people will try to, you know, scope creep, move beyond the scope, and get us to do things for free when, you know, everybody on the team gets paid for their time and for their scope. So, yeah, there is a fine balance of being empathetic and understanding, but setting hard boundaries too.
Yeah, but that's with clients and with coworkers. Like, we found that when you're too, unfortunately, kind with coworkers or people on your team, you know, they take advantage of you. I think that building a team, a successful team, empathy is important because people are only going to give you, really, as a boss, like what you give them. People aren't going to work that hard for you if they don't feel like you're working as hard for them.
Right.
And if you actually, like, care about them as an employee or as a freelancer.
Right.
But I also think there needs to, like, if you're too kind and people see that you're, like, a genuinely good person, you know.
You get taken advantage
of? You also
get
taken advantage of.
Gee, that's never happened. I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah.
Cough, cough.
Yeah.
No, I agree. And I think, you know, what's difficult, too, for us is we're quickly scaling. So we've been growing so quickly. So, you know, where we were even a year ago, where we were even 6 months ago is totally different than where we are now. So we're becoming a different company almost every 6 months, let's just say, right now. And that makes things hard too, because as we grow, I can't be as involved and as, you know, friendly, let's call it, with each one of the team members. I've had to pull back and focus on sales and keeping things going.
Yeah, especially as the team grows. It's easy to have a good friendship with, like, three people, but it's harder with, you know, seven people.
Right, right. Well, I know we got to scoot. It's time for our commercial break, so don't you worry, though. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
earlier today, President Trump held a news conference with President Buhari of Nigeria. One of the things President Trump was asked about was the folks trying to get into the United States from Central America.
We are a nation of laws. We have to have borders. We don't have borders, we don't have a country. And I've been watching for weeks as the caravan came up. And, you know, the Mexican laws are very tough on immigration, extremely tough. And it started out with way over 1,000 people. I guess now it's down to about 100 going all through Mexico. People don't realize what a big country Mexico is. And now we're working on the border with the worst laws any country, no matter where you go, all over the world, they can't even believe it.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that Iran had lied about not pursuing nuclear weapons and had continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons knowledge after signing a 2015 deal with global powers. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Speaking out for the first time, the jury that convicted Bill Cosby at his sexual assault retrial said today that the decision was influenced only by what happened in court. Harrison Snyder is the youngest person on the jury at the age of 22 years old. He told ABC's Good Morning America that in Cosby's deposition, when he admitted to giving women drugs to have sex with them, that was the evidence that made him believe he was guilty. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said today that the U.S. economy is right where the Trump administration wants it, zeroing in at about a 3% growth rate. Mnuchin and other top U.S. officials are in China this week for trade talks. Mnuchin gave us a preview of what he expects to discuss.
We're looking to have a very frank discussion on trade, on the issues of the trade imbalance. President Trump has been very clear for the last year that he's very focused on the trade deficit, and we're looking to correct that.
Once again, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Today, President Trump welcomed Nigerian President Buhari to the White House. They also held a press conference in the Rose Garden. Let's take a listen to a portion of the press conference.
I especially want to thank President Buhari for Nigeria's partnership and leadership in the fight against terrorism. He's been a real leader. Nigeria was one of the first African nations to join the coalition to defeat ISIS. And Nigerian forces are currently leading regional efforts against ISIS in West Africa and doing very well, as we have. Nigeria is also leading African nations in the fight against Boko Haram and another ruthless jihadist terrorist group. You've been reading about them. They kidnapped the young girls and young women, many of whom never are seen again. It's tough stuff. This summer was my honor to meet with two brave young women, Joy Bishara and Lydia Pogu, who were kidnapped by Boko Haram in April of 2014 at the secondary school in Nigeria. I was deeply moved by their inspiring stories of courage, resilience, and survival.
President Trump also proclaimed today to be the beginning of Small Business Week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, Brooke B. Sellis here again with your weather. That's right. I took it back from Rachel, even though she did a great job. I'm actually jealous of how she did, so let's see if I can top it. All right, game face on. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and right now it feels like 59 degrees, even though it's 61. There's zero chance of rain this evening, and the winds are 0 to 1 mile per hour out of the south. Today it was...
This is what I was talking about.
This is what happens, exactly. I was looking at Tuesday and not Monday. That's why I stopped myself. Okay, so today, skies have been clearing. The lows overnight will be in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy early, then clearing overnight. Low 45. That would be 43.
Oh, boy.
Winds west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, there will be sunny skies and a high of 76. Winds west at 10 to 15, out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Oh, my God, she's so much better.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Tomorrow is going to be 76, and what's tonight temperature?
Tonight, temperature-wise, low of 43.
Got it.
Chilly. Chilly willy.
That's all for the weather. Thanks, Brooke.
You bet. And on that note, we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Brooke B. Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, a.k.a. being the boss. So welcome back. If you've been listening, you've been hearing us talk to my coworker, team member, and friend, Rachel Steinman. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. Happy to still be here.
She hasn't run out on us yet. Mm-hmm. So we were talking before the break about some of the challenges we've had being in an all-female team, mm-hmm. but also some of the wins that we've had. And I think Devin's got a few questions for you now. So, Devin, we'll let you take it away.
Brooke doesn't think I'm talking enough in this episode, so she's pinning the rest of the interrogation on me, I guess.
Pushy Polly over here. Do it.
Empathy, Brooke. Empathy.
Yeah, isn't that like the name of the game today?
No, empathy? I'm having empathy because I feel your pain. That you're not getting enough attention. I can feel it. I can feel mm-hmm. it exuding from you from across mm-hmm. the desk here.
All right. So, Rachel, what advice would you have for other young women that are in a similar position to yours? You know, we're here to try to help other women that are listening. What advice do you have, given your experience?
I would say that I think networking and whether it's going to in-person meetings, finding a Facebook group, finding a good Instagram account to follow, I think it's really important to feel like you're not the only one in your situation and to, you know, discuss, you know, career aspirations or some of your struggles with other people in your position. I also think finding a mentor is really important, and that goes along with networking. Mm-hmm. I think that having someone who's been through it who could discuss their trials and tribulations.
You know, a great resource for ladies would be going to our very own Girl Boss Facebook page and asking us any questions that they had. And you could do that by going to www.facebook.com/girlbosshcr. So H is in Henry, C is in Chris, R is in Roger.
It's a nice little plug there.
Figured it was a good time to plug that.
It's true, though. I really think it's important. I think that in my career or in, like, any part of my life, maybe it's because I work in social media, but I always look towards finding other people in my situation and being able to relate to other people on social media. I think that's a good place to go
Are you laughing about?
I'm sorry. It's the face that you're making.
Me?
Yeah. What are you looking for?
I was looking for the phone number for 100 in Chamber Radio.
Oh, we haven't done that yet.
We can take
call-ins. We can.
I just
knew how.
Don't have the phone number. We're gonna have to.
We can probably get
Google
Chris
on that.
Yeah. You know what? On the next show, we'll be
on our Facebook page that Brooke is
promoting,
helping to manage.
Which, by the way, Canva was down today. This was a real nightmare. And I had this cute little image all ready to go for the post that I put out for today's show, and Canva. P.S. That's another great resource, and that's for anybody. If you need to make little designs for free mm-hmm. for any of your social media pages, if you use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any of that, Canva, C-A-N-V-A.com, will help you do that. Mm-hmm. And they're automatically sized correctly by platform. So Facebook has Facebook sized and LinkedIn has LinkedIn sized. And
it's a great platform.
So wonderful. Yeah,
that's really overwhelming.
That's how I made, you remember the cute graphics that are on the page now?
Yes, and I also learned that there's a special format that you can use to upload them.
Yes.
Which is?
Well, any of the little buttons on the menu of the post bar?
No, like PNG or JPEG or PDF.
Oh, yes.
What's the one for Insta or for Facebook?
I like, well, you could use either, but PNG is my favorite because it usually gives a higher quality.
Got it.
It's yeah, more Canva pixels. Recommends PNG. They'll tell you when you go to download the image that they recommend PNG.
Got Correct, it. Yeah. So anyways, I was going to make this cute graphic for you today, Rachel. It was really cute. And Canva,
yeah, Canva was
down.
A little buggy today.
It was down, which is so disappointing. Tech woes, right?
Yeah, it happens.
So anyhow, again, I'll plug that one more time. It's facebook.com/girlbosshcr. You can check out our gorgeous Canva photos there. If you want to get the site delivered to you, if you have any questions about being a girl boss or being a girl navigating the work world, post them on our page.
Yeah, it's really important to, like, I mean, I feel like this is what we do with our clients, is, like, our whole goal is to build community and camaraderie and relationships. But I think it's really important as actual, like, humans IRL in the real world. In real life, to have people to talk to and bounce ideas off of and ask questions to. I think that's, for anybody, that's how you get ahead in the world and the working world. And even, like, if you're in college trying to, like, navigate your first internship, I think, you know, having a network of people who are, like, you look up to. There's so many people that are really successful or famous or, you know, who you might idolize, who are very happy and willing to, you know, answer, like, a tweet or a Facebook post.
Didn't you kind of have this experience the other day with one of our client's friends? She's kind of like a celebrity. She does social for celebrities. And you said she was, like, basically, like, you know, pulling back the wizard's curtain and kind of telling you, like, exactly how she did things.
Yeah, we were basically just having, like, a strategy call for one of my clients who she happens to be friends with. And she's also a successful, like, social media Instagram influencer in her niche. And we just got to, you know, talking and discussing social media and, like, different stuff that we're interested in. And she basically gave me a ton of really good advice when it comes to, you know, Instagram and marketing strategies, and was, like, really excited to maybe, like, partner up with some of our other clients. And so, yeah, people are always willing to give if, you know, you reach out to them and they see that, you know, if you have something to offer or if you're just interested in learning. People like talking about themselves and helping you out. I think that's a good little nugget to keep in mind.
Totally agree. Should we play a quick game of truth or dare? What do you think?
We have 3 minutes until the next break.
All right. Rachel, are you ready for truth or dare?
I'm always ready.
You let it rip, Devin.
Oh, boy. All right. Truth or dare?
Truth.
Truth? Let's see. What is your favorite word? You've been saying nugget a lot. I like that.
That's totally not. I'm just, I think, saying it because Brooke's saying it. I would say my favorite word is like, because I say like all the time.
She's a total value.
I think people don't take me seriously because I say like all the time.
All right. My turn. Rachel, truth or dare?
A dare.
I dare you to tell us how weird you are on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being, like, not that weird, and 10 being, like, cray-cray, you're embarrassed to even tell us how weird you are.
I think I'm, like, a good moderate 5. I think everybody is a little bit weird when you get to know them. Everyone, like, has their own little nuances. But I don't think I, like, tip the scale. I have, like, my own little, like, weird things, but
What would you say that makes you, like, a 5? Like, what's the weirdest thing you would admit to doing?
I don't know if this is, like, weird or totally painfully normal. It's, like, I do, like, crazy Facebook stalking. I'm, like, I really think in my past life I was, like, an investigative journalist or something. If you give me, like, a person's first name and, like, their height, I'll, like, find out everything about them.
Good to know.
Yeah, just letting you know.
All right, well, we are out of time again. We're going to be leaving you now, but we will be back again next week, Mondays at 5. Actually, Devin just gave me a look. Are we coming back again?
It's 5:45.
I apologize. I don't watch the time. I keep my show notes in front of me, and I apologize. I don't see that the clock says a really big 5:45. So now we're going to a commercial break, and we'll be back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It is actually 5:47 and not 6 o'clock, as I previously thought. Sorry about that, guys. It's been a little bit
it's
of a
Monday.
Rough Monday.
It's okay.
I had a rough day today. I'm not going to lie. So I'm a little cray-cray.
That's how all my Mondays are.
Oh my gosh. They're getting worse, actually.
Devin actually called me.
I was locked out of my car, and my battery was dead this morning.
That part I didn't know. I was going to say, you called me before the show and was like, help. Bring caffeine.
I was definitely having a rough day. I had this migraine that I just couldn't knock. And apparently it was a caffeine migraine. That's why I've been a little slow to get started today.
Listen, Mondays are always rough for me. I think we should go around and give our best tips. Like, what do you do when you're having a rough day? Like, what do you do to come back from that?
We're still supposed to bring wine to one of these shows.
I know. We really need
forgetting.
To.
I totally drop the bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next week when I'm here by myself.
No, wait till I get come back in 2 weeks and I will literally
I can't
bring
drink
a bottle
by myself.
Of rosé. Well, I mean you can,
there's no rules.
But I'll bring some rosé in 2 weeks. So in 3 weeks from now, we're going to do a rosé Monday.
Rosé. Okay, I like that. What kind of rosé are you going to? Oh, I'm getting my sommelier certification in a month.
Holy moly.
Isn't that exciting? Do you want to come?
Amazing.
Rachel, anyone? Any listeners? June 17th, I'm going to go down to DC.
It takes how long? Like one day?
2 full days, 8 to 6.
And you get like a certification or something?
Yes, I can't say you're licensed, but you have your level one or your introductory level. And then you have to do another 2-day course to get licensed to be a sommelier.
Wow, I'm impressed. No, that's awesome. What else is happening? I feel like you're finally speaking up. Let's spill it, girl. What else is going on?
I'm still recovering just from, I'm going to say from this weekend, but it really wasn't, it doesn't come off the way it sounds. It's just been...
Oh, I had a weekend like that.
A weekend full of volunteer efforts.
That's
and
nice.
Yeah.
Devin actually does a lot of volunteering, which is why I like her. Well, I like you for many reasons, but that's one of the really big ones.
That's so nice. I think everybody should volunteer.
That's how we met.
I was going to say, do you volunteer now? What organizations are you a part of?
I do. So me and Brooke met, again, working for the CF Foundation. But now I'm on the board of the USACFA. So it's the U.S. Adult Cystic Fibrosis Association.
Wow, that's great.
And I do some blogging and social media for them. So it's, like, still my expertise, but, you know, a volunteer situation for something that I'm passionate about.
Yeah, she doesn't get paid for her time.
I'm still working on Brooke to take over the volunteer efforts for Valley Crest's social media marketing and networking.
We're going to get there at some point.
Well, you're doing an awesome job with Girl Boss.
Considering you're totally falling flat.
Yeah.
We haven't really kicked it off yet. We haven't been doing a lot with it right now because, you know, both of us are still just trying to catch up from...
Yeah, life's hectic.
Play catch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Focus on our businesses.
Exactly. I have been running so fast with V-Squared, which Rachel can attest to, since really January. Mm-hmm. So now we're in Q2. Q1 is usually dead. It's when we, like, do all of our strategizing for the year. Like, what do we want to do as V-Squared? Yeah. How do we want to brand ourselves this year? Anything fun we want to do? Not a thing. I haven't done one thing like that because things have been crazy.
Yeah. I just feel like work has been really busy, and I'm always just like, maybe, like, this weekend or, like, on this Friday, I'll be able to, like, chill and catch up and, like, get ahead.
Read a book.
And I think every day I'm just, like, keeping my head above water.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of crazy, guess what I did this weekend?
What did you do?
I acted like I was 25, went to a wedding. The wedding was
party,
over.
Party, party, fun, fun,
party, party, fun, fun. I did. I've been telling Rachel that I really am party, party, fun, fun when I get a
You've
chance.
You've been telling me that, too. And neither of us, it seems to have...
When I get a chance, yeah. But I went to Dallas, you know, to visit some of my girlfriends in Dallas. So, after the wedding, we went out, got a table at a club, and danced the night
away. Were
you
downtown?
No, we were in, oh my gosh, what part of Dallas is that? It's, Dallas has, P.S., gotten so big since I lived there almost 10 years ago.
And it's expanding exponentially. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, anyways, we danced till like 2 a.m. and then we went out for pizza at 2:30 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, living life on the edge.
I was like acting like I was 25. It was fantastic.
Not my legs
are
County.
Really sore. Because all I did was dance, dance, dance. So... someday we should do party, party, fun, fun.
That's fun.
Without the listeners. But then we'll come back and spill the tea with you guys.
Or we could just...
Well, we're going to do party, party, fun, fun in 2 weeks with a bottle of rosé.
Rosé Monday!
Rachel, are you coming back for that? Will you be listening
maybe
in?
Maybe. I'll listen in.
You can call in once you find the phone
Oh, my
number.
Gosh. I'll call Rachel in. Should totally be our first caller if we could just figure out how that happens. Oh, isn't it on the sheet?
Yeah, but the phone number's not... That's why I was making that funny face before, because I was over there looking for
But I might get in trouble for this, but let me just read that first line. Typically, it is better for you to call your guest. This guarantees you're not interrupted during your show. So maybe...
Well, and Chris always tells us that you have to be careful, because when somebody calls in, you don't necessarily know who they are, and
you don't have time to screen them. Yeah.
Yeah. So what if they're like, don't like what we're saying? Which is fine. We welcome all opinions and all everything, if it's done in an empathetic and constructive way, not in a nasty way.
Hey, even if it's in a nasty way, call in. We would have fun talking to you.
Devin's braver than I am. I'm like, I'll be over here crying. Yeah. And she'd be like, let me tell you something.
I would just like somebody else to talk to. Kidding. I love talking to Brooke.
There's so many YouTube videos of, like, radio shows of, like, crazy guest callers calling in.
We just go viral.
And pranking them.
Guys, help us go viral.
Yeah. Yes, help us go viral. We are going to find this number. Yeah. And when we do, we're going to post it to our Facebook page.
But we're
going to
call everybody first before you call it.
Yeah, we want you to call it and... maybe we can go viral with some cray-cray collar. Ooh, we could come up with a cray-cray collar award. You said you wanted crazy people.
I don't want crazy people, but I'm not going to tell them not to call.
I would.
We want everybody to call.
See? Okay. Rachel, you can come back anytime.
Well, I think we should probably wrap it up here pretty soon. But before we go anywhere... What are some of the best resources, tools, advice anything like that. Did you read any books that helped you get to where you are? Because I will say, Rachel's so mature.
Are there any podcasts or blogs that you follow that you think our listeners should check into?
I like to read. To be honest, I've always, like, attempted to get into podcasts and not, like, listen to an episode or something of something that somebody recommends. So if you're on the subway, listen to this. But I always end up just, like, listening to my Spotify, music on my Spotify. But I like to read before I go to sleep. It helps me calm down. And that way I'm, like, not on my phone 4 seconds before I go to sleep. And the book that I really like the most, which has changed me, is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People mm-hmm. by Stephen Covey. It's just a good way to, you know, it helps, like, in being mindful and being a good person and, like, putting all of your effort into, like, what you're doing.
What does being a good person mean to you?
Being empathetic.
We should be like, remember Pee Wee's Playhouse, the word of the day, and everybody would go, ah! Yeah. Anytime somebody said the word, like, empathy. That's the word. Empathy or empathetic. Empathy. We all need to be like,
I really need to get some fun buttons on this
I know.
Device.
Oh, yeah, you need like applause and like, mm-hmm. yeah.
A champagne popper?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we failed on that the first
best
week.
Best sound in the entire world.
Yeah, you should. You probably get an app that does that and just like stick it in the microphone.
That's a
good idea.
Well,
I can connect my phone to all of this. P.S. Brooke, we haven't sent a picture because Ashley came in last week and she was like, you guys talked about how many buttons there are, but I really didn't realize how many buttons there actually are.
I have the picture on my phone. Okay, we'll make sure. I will schedule that on Facebook because, you know, not all posts have to go out in real time.
Yeah.
My nugget for the day.
And is it going to be a .png?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a PNG. So Stephen, what would you say of the seven
habits of highly effective?
What's your favorite habit?
Okay, this one I think is something that you could really utilize.
Oh my!
No, she's about to tell on me.
It's the whole concept of sharpening the saw. So like, it's taking time for yourself, and even if you work really hard, you can keep going at the rate that you're going unless you take time and sharpen the saw. I don't know, like, go get a massage or, like, read or do something for yourself and then go back into your work. Your mind will never be able to work at its best if you're just going and you don't take time for yourself.
Well, I sharpened the saw on the dance floor this weekend, girl. I am
well,
sharp.
That's really good. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
But I mean, you should make it, like, a regular habit.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
mean, like, dancing every weekend. I mean just, like, sharpening the
Devin
saw.
Devin would like it if I would make it a habit to dance every weekend. Party, party, fun, fun.
I don't think I have party fun in months.
Oh, we got a party
fun
fun.
I never have party fun fun with grandma.
I don't either. That was my first party fun fun in a while. Well, listen, I know we've got to get out. So, Rachel, it was so wonderful to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We are so thankful that you joined us today to talk about what it's like to be a part of an all-woman team. And we will see you guys next week. So Mondays at 5, make sure you join us. I'll be out, but your lovely co-host, Devin, will be here. And we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu revealed a group of documents he say proved Iran lied to the world about its nuclear program for years, even after the 2015 nuclear deal was signed with the world. In a primetime address in Israel, Netanyahu laid out his case.
Here's what the files included. Incriminating documents, incriminating charts, incriminating presentations, incriminating blueprints, incriminating photos. We've shared this material with the United States, and the United States can vouch for its authenticity.
President Donald Trump indicated today that he supports term limits for members of Congress. In a tweet, Trump said he recently met with freshman